Gary, obviously not a good time for agriculture in the state of Georgia after hurricane and in some cases Tropical Storm Michael worked its way through the state. I know you've had a chance to really get out and see some of the damage, and I can tell by your reactions about things and comments you've already made that it's really not a good sight out there.
It's not good, Randall. Our families are hurting, and we've got to help them. That means federal resources, and then we're trying to exhaust all our activities in the state to make sure that we're listening properly, we're communicating the story to the public. That's an aspect of this issue. We have to win this in the court of public opinion, and we're doing our best to tell this story. Fruit and vegetable, while from an economic standpoint of the fall, is smaller than peanut and cotton. But I'm going to tell you what, the devastation there is huge. State Representative Sam Watson, my dear friend, has lost two-thirds of his crop this fall. Bill Brim over in Tifton, our good friend, is just tomatoes decimated. Lots of very, very sad sights. And you multiply that several times over. We've lost, huge sweet corn losses in Decatur County. So, that's going to get tens of millions pretty quickly. Overall, this gets north of $1 billion very rapidly.
And obviously some of those big losses in the cotton and pecan regions.
It is. We have so many of our cotton farmers that have lost everything. And we have to remember, too, because we come in at a Cat 3 at Donaldsonville, and then we go north. The cone or the zone of the storm really tracks all the way to Augusta. I saw a yield monitor video yesterday, a farmer picking cotton in Johnson County, in Wrightsville. And he was trembling as he was recording last week before the storm, his yield monitor, because it was going 1,800, 1,900, 2,000, 2,100 pound cotton. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that was in one place, but just to see that on a yield monitor, yield monitors don't even start with two in cotton, but the digital readout was that. And to know that he comes back the next day and half of what he has is gone. Now, we can be thankful for what we have, but still that potential to get over some of the problems of last year was there. It was there this time last week, and now it's gone. And so this is a financial stress that we've not seen. I think there are some disaster types of payments or programs that we've got to talk about, but we're trying also to think very creatively with some of our federal partners. We've got to have operating capital for next year. And how do we take a look at this debt that's going to be here and get in some type of a low-interest product that we could stretch out over years in order for people to take what we've got now and then compound it? Otherwise, they can't take this debt and then expect to be able to just start over again. The banks can't handle it, and the producers certainly can't. So we're going to try our best to actually working with a couple of banker meetings next week. One this week, one next week. We'll try to think creatively of how could that be a part of a disaster package, some type of long-term tool that we've not thought about. I've told 100 people, we've never faced this before. This is unprecedented. So we have to think in an unprecedented way, too. We have to think thoughts that we've not thought before, because we've never faced anything like this before. The existing programs, use them while we can, or tweak them if we can. But we got to think bigger and be creative. And Lord willing, we're going to try to put teams together to do that.
Bottom line is you're working with folks in state, but also we're working with USDA on various types of programs. I realize sometimes the ball doesn't roll maybe as fast as we'd like to see it, but I know efforts are underway, aren't they?
They are, and of course we welcomed the president yesterday, and we had the opportunity to introduce him to 15 of our growers step by step, and he took quality time with each one of them, and they were able to explain. And of course, we don't get into the specificity of how can you help me today. That's sure. Not what that sure. type of visit is about. But the president and the first lady were more than gracious. And he looked at me 10 times, "You're going to work with Sonny on this." Yes, sir. Yeah. And of course, Secretary Perdue, I was so thankful for him and his commitment to reach out and help everybody. So we've got to press forward now. It's going to be a good Sun Belt. there's some, but continue to tell this story, because, and I hope all of the listeners, whether involved, you're engaged in agriculture or not, that we all have a stake in a healthy agriculture as Americans, and it's important for all of us to come together and try to find a solution together.